Good morning and thank you for coming today for this meeting. And I want to thank you all, my co-authors for this report, for this presentation. And I'm glad to see here my colleague, Roseanne English, who is my supporter and co-author, and Sandek Ganesan is also here and will help us to understand what's going on here. So today I would like to talk about data sources for biosense, processes for transmission of laboratory data, processing this data at CDC, and incorporation of standard Loewenkind and SNOMED codes for case recognition of infectious diseases, specifically for notifiable diseases. As of today, we have more than 400 non-federal hospitals, and 50 of them reports other laboratory results. Before transmission to CDC, local test codes are mapped to Loewenkind codes, and then local result codes mapped to SNOMED codes. At CDC, SNOMED, the Loewenkind mapped to notifiable conditions, and then we use them as our foundation for biosense surveillance. My goal today is to describe laboratory surveillance component of biosense, review laboratory practices on reporting of microbiology results, and describe implementation of national standards at biosense. So as I mentioned, we have 50 labs from hospitals reporting us, and we have one national labs. On daily basis, we have more than 34,000 of orders and results from these hospital labs, and we have 160,000 test orders from more than 80,000 from our national lab. I want to present you the map of hospital labs we have today, which we have today. And obviously, it's not a good coverage, but I think this is a good pilot project, and we have reliable data source to analyze local situation in lab reporting and how to incorporate SNOMED and Loewenkind codes in laboratory data. So in terms of data transmission, we use LCL7 2.5 message structure in FIMS network messaging system. Our basic documents, the most important documents, are FIN wet standards, electronic laboratory message, and we based on these standards and FIN wet vocabulary standards, we develop our own tools such as biosense data messaging guide and biosense mapping tool. Results that we included in this report are from more than around 600,000 people, patients, between January 2007 and August 2008. And we evaluated results of mapping of local codes to standards based on laboratory tests with Loewenkind codes and laboratory results using SNOMED CT. For purposes of mapping of Loewenkind and SNOMED codes, we used Realma software browser and ClinicLU software browser for validation of SNOMED CT codes. The issue with reporting our result is that we have basically two different types of results reported to CDC. One of them are results reported in format of free text. And another one is a data feed with local codes, specific local codes for laboratory procedures and results. So to accommodate this twofold process, we established two basically processes for processing data from labs. One of them is the first process is for validation of local codes, mapping them to SNOMED codes and filtering those that cause notifiable conditions and other conditions of a potential interest, such as influenza, respiratory syncytial virus, et cetera. And the second process was designed for management of free text reports by parsing streams and using NLP processes. A final result is a data source with all results mapped to pathogens and notifiable conditions. Here I'm presenting just a fragment of our table with from the whole table with 162 conditions. So it's obviously more than we have just notifiable conditions, but we want to see more for purposes of public health surveillance. How we use actually these results at BioSense? The first screenshot represents a report from our pilot project and our analyst, BioSense analysts use on daily basis. So here we have visit ID granularity level of presentation. We can see here risk condition, notifiable condition, and map to this notifiable condition laboratory results. And we, as I mentioned, we want to present here all most important microorganisms in this format. Visit ID is a linkage to the whole report per each specific visit. So if our analysts want to see details, he can jump from the summary to specific report for each patient. Another screenshot presents a result from a text parsing. And here we can see just this free text when a lab describe a microorganism, describe susceptibility, and some of the activities. And obviously, this is a very difficult part for us when we need to deal with this type of text parsing for data management. My next several slides will discuss results and observations on mapping of a local ordered test to standard low-end codes. So a good news and a good part of our business is that all labs send us ordered tests in format of coded elements. We found that we have much more local codes than mapped low-end codes, almost 3.5 times more. And major causes of these reductions are that labs use different local codes or names for the same standard procedure. Sometimes we have problems with the translation of local codes to low-end or mapping problems. And for example, my top table here present in first three rows a problem when one local test will incorporate more than one test. It, for example, will be respiratory culture with Gram stain, and we don't have a specific law in court which will incorporate both these procedures. That's why we use more generic law in court, because we don't have choice. And for example, last two rows of this top table are about the same MRSA test from MRSA, and two different hospitals use the same code, but different description or different name for this code. So it will cause that, let's say, two last rows will be included as one low-end code. So from two local tests will be one low-end code. My bottom table shows another source of reduction of local codes. Here we have panels, and in this case, because local code doesn't show specificity of this panel, it will be translated into generic susceptibility code. That's why the three different panel tests will be mapped to the same generic antibiotic susceptibility test. My previous table shows a case when at least we know this is about susceptibility. Sometimes we even not sure what this test is about. And for example, three first rows here just specify this is a package of panels, and we're not sure how to translate these codes. So as a result, more than 30% of our local codes are not mapped to low-end or mapped as other. And for example, last two rows shows that we understand this is a specific bacterial procedure, but we cannot find a specific Lewin code to map, and that's why it is other today. Now, several slides about resulted tests, how we map them to standard Lewin codes. So again, as the same as for order tests, all resulted tests mapped, have local codes, and we can map them to, we can attempt to map them to Lewin codes. Result test name tends to be more detailed than order test. I will show them examples. So as a result, more than 2,500 unique local result tests we map to 1,800 of, correspond to 1,800 order tests. Now, resulted test name frequently different from order tests. How we use SNOMED, how we can use SNOMED for test results. So 66% of our labs report using results using coded elements, and 34% do not use coded elements. They use just a text format. With accessibility, only 10 labs or 20% use local accessibility codes. So obviously, we can map directly to SNOMED only codes, local codes. That's why almost all local codes for microorganisms were mapped to SNOMED. 32 of 33 labs in one lab is in the process. And all accessibility codes were mapped to SNOMED codes. Resulted test name frequently convey more specific information than ordered test. And here, I want to show you, for example, if you have Kirby-Bauer test, and in 10 cases, there is the same code, but translated to a local test result, we can use a more detailed description for Lewin. There are different local test names for the same procedure. And mapping of local result test to Lewin cost reduction of tests more than 2.3 times. And 2,500 local result tests were mapped to 1,000 of Lewin tests. And this is example how the same MRSA test, Lewin MRSA test, different labs use totally different names, and which will affect our mapping to Lewin. Susceptibility test results. 62% use local labs use local result codes for antimicrobial susceptibility, and we then map them to Lewin codes. Because we were interested in terms of mapping to notifiable diseases, the question is how we can use local result tests and mapped Lewin codes for case recognition of notifiable diseases. And we found that 10 most frequent Lewin codes comprise almost 67% of test results. So, for example, 19% of Lewin codes are other, and frequently Lewin codes describe general routine procedures based on cultures. And obviously, for tracking of notifiable diseases, it will be a relationship one Lewin code to many notifiable conditions. Does it mean we don't need Lewin codes? No, because there are some cases when we use two-fold descriptors of positive result. Labs describe properties of microorganisms using SNOMED codes not specific to microorganisms, such as heavy growth or positive results, etc. But also they use Lewin to describe a specific microorganism test. So using both Lewin code for microorganism test procedure and a result in SNOMED, then we can map to specific notifiable condition. Obstacles in mapping of local codes and how it affects automated case recognition. Naturally, the first one is that many people, almost 40% labs, use free text. And basically, the perfect solution, if you will work with our partners and try to promote using off standard code. This is a perfect solution. In the real world, we are dealing with parsing of free text, dealing with negations and other problems related to text processing. And there are some, here we have some experience I can share with our colleagues how to do it. The second part is a problem with reporting local codes for other than cultures results. And a little bit later I will describe, I will show some examples, but here most important activities are improvement of Loewing SNOMED mapping tables for results other than cultures, and collaboration with partners to promote reporting standards. And the third part is problems with use of HL7 messages and development of electronic case definitions. And the best practices are here acquiring local mapping tables. I will show later this table. Contacting data vendors, certification of sites, and working with CST and other our partners on development of ELR documents. This slide presents the way how we're thinking about translation of descriptive case definition, CST case definition, into automated report. So machine-readable report. So here, for example, brucellosis, we try to distribute in three different laboratory conditions. Uh-huh, thank you. And then we will try to specify specific SNOMED and Loewing codes supporting this laboratory criteria. And this is, this example shows, for example, when we took a definition for measles, defined this three criteria, laboratory criteria, and we found a serious problems because labs, local labs do not use local codes or any codes for serology, for example, for RNA-related results. As a result, if we have almost 13,000 Loewing tests for antibodies, which is 27% of the total amount of codes, unfortunately, we don't have many of them in a real life in our database. Here is an example how we work with our data vendors using FinVet experience and our experience, our colleagues from DPR, DSS, etc. So the best solution for us is communicate with microbiologists from labs and try to understand what's going on here, and communication in terms of how to map the real life codes to standard codes. As soon as we will have this table, then it will simplify our life and mapping of their results. Finally, what are the next steps in implementation of standard procedures and codes? Working with CDC, CST, and other partners on development of qualitative and quantitative laboratory indicators for recognition of notifiable diseases under public health surveillance, and strengthening cross-linkages between national guidelines for electronic reporting of notifiable diseases, which means we need to have machine-readable definition of notifiable diseases and make sure that Loewing and SNOMED HL standards and ELR standards support these case definitions. Dan today will already mention his problem with SNOMED codes. We also don't have sometimes a specific SNOMED and Loewing code supporting notifiable diseases. We can see these gaps if we need to move forward and fill these gaps. So our analysis highlights the challenges of mapping local microbiology laboratory data to standard vocabularies. Biases experience may help at strategies for case recognition of notifiable diseases have been developed, and to make case definitions, vocabularies, and messaging standards work in concert, further development of electronic laboratory criteria for notifiable diseases, use of standard codes locally, or more accurate mapping of local codes to standard, and development of new Loewing and SNOMED codes where needed. Thank you for your time.
time for questions and remind the speaker to repeat the question for the recording.
Thank you. That was very, very interesting. And I wanted to repeat something that Daniel said earlier, which is things only get better when they're used and people give feedback to them. And, you know, one of the things I was concerned about was with LOINC. LOINC is pretty good about responding to needs for new codes. You know, currently the situation with SNOMED is a little bit more tenuous right now, shall we say, as they're reorganizing with GIHT-SDO. So do you have a regular practice of sending in these codes?
We're in the process of development of our, question was, do we have a relationship with LOINC guys and do we have a practice to submit our proposals? I'm not sure we are doing it on a daily basis, but we are preparing, in the process of preparing of our proposals for improvement of this this coding system, especially doing a new standard, messaging standard for ALR.
I have another question.
Sure.
My impression a couple of years ago was the SNOMED microbiology vocabulary was somewhat outdated according to current taxonomies. And in fact, I was a little surprised when CDC said they wanted to use SNOMED microbiology, although it certainly has been endorsed as a standard vocabulary. How are you finding that? Is it more current?
Today, he actually worked on the hierarchy of the microorganism. He would
A couple years ago, there was a SNOMED microorganism, or a SNOMED organism summit held. We had about 18 people from a variety of different institutions, including the CDC, come out and discuss the entire organism hierarchy and the reconstruction to fit more of a Linnaean structure. And one of the issues that we came up with is that from the clinical care standpoint, there are degrees of specificity that are needed that don't fit into a Linnaean taxonomy. And what had came out of that was that there is a new model that's being developed for describing the clinically relevant characteristics of an organism outside of the organism hierarchy. And the reason for that is that there are a number of different ways to classify organisms from a clinical standpoint in terms of their importance. You've got serological, you've got plasmid-oriented, you've got genomic. There's all kinds of ways to do it. That doesn't fit into a hierarchy because it is multi-hierarchical. And so a model to support that has been proposed and is being considered by SNOMED now. I'll actually be talking a little bit about that tomorrow in my SNOMED talk about the use of extensions to support the different types of characteristics about organisms that are needed that are not, let's say, on the cusp of being included into SNOMED. Okay. Getting things into SNOMED means that you have to construct an entire model to support what you're trying to convey. And since a lot of the models that we use to describe the clinical relevance of an organism don't fit nicely into a particular hierarchy because they were not hierarchical to begin with. So, in order to come up with that model, it requires a lot more structure, which is not yet in place. So from a Linnaean standpoint, we can tell you. When you get down to serotypes and genotypes and plasmatypes and proteotypes and all the other things, it's a little bit more difficult to represent.
As a speaker, I want to add a couple of my personal comments. I know that, and I participate actually, that CST right now redevelop case definition of notifiable diseases. This is a very critical time right now. And what I can see that we have laboratory definitions which are not supported by SNOMED. And this is my request, personal request, to communicate with you guys and make sure that such results as anthrax PCR outcome will be covered by by SNOMED court?
Short answer is we can fix that.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
So, anyway, thank you very much.